An Adams County man has been found guilty on 6 counts of simple cruelty to a cat or dog and sentenced to 3 years in jail, according to the Adams County Sheriff's Office. Jeremy Johnson exercised his right to a trial in Adams County Justice Court rather than resolving his case through a plea agreement. Following the presentation of evidence, Justice Court Judge Danny Barber found Johnson guilty on all 6 counts. Judge Barber sentenced Johnson to pay a $1,000 fine for each count, totaling $6,000. He was also sentenced to 3 years in jail. One of the big storylines in U.S. House qualifying so far is a certain someone who hasn't put his hat in the ring yet in Louisiana.
Rick Edmonds qualified for District 6 yesterday morning.
I'm the only conservative in this race who is from here.
That's a subtle jab towards a guy who so far hasn't qualified for any race yet, Blake Miguez. While President Trump previously endorsed Miguez in the 5th District before the closed primaries were canceled, Edmonds said Trump declined to endorse Miguez in the 6th. Still, Edmonds says Washington's dark money groups are willing to do or say anything to win.
They'll lie and try to buy this election for someone who doesn't even live here because they know they can control Blake Miguez's vote in Congress.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves provides an update on Mississippi's Rural Health Transformation Program. This comes after the state received more than $205 million in first-year federal funding to improve health care in rural communities. The first application period for the program is closed. Governor says the state made nearly $82 million available through 3 grant opportunities to address health care gaps, strengthen health care technology, and expand telehealth services. The governor says they received applications from more than 236 organizations, requesting more than $676 million in funding. Applications for the Louisiana Black Bear Hunting Lottery are open.
There are 42 tags available in 7 designated bear management areas across the state. To apply for the lottery, hunters must have a bear hunting license and pay a $50 application fee. LDWF Large Carnivore Program Manager John Hank says to make sure you're ready for this season before you apply.
If you're successful in the lottery, you win a lottery tag, whether you use it or not or harvest a bear or not, you're out for 2 years.
If you do win a tag, you'll have to take a bear hunter training course. The hunting season starts December 5th and lasts 16 days. Applications can be submitted on the LDWF website. I'm Case Kieschnick.
The Mississippi River in Natchez, Vidalia is a 21.47 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.